Part 2. Step-by-Step Guide to the Archetypes. Chapter 12. The Warrior Archetype. Have you ever found yourself fighting a losing battle? I have many times. One thing I've found useful when I'm fighting a losing battle is to just stop fighting for a moment and think. I try to think about why I'm losing the battle and whether it makes sense for me to continue fighting in the first place. I was at a crossroads in my business recently after having invested lots of time and money to create and market a product that didn't turn out to be profitable. I was really invested in this product, and I really believed it was a brilliant idea, but the market didn't seem to agree with me. I wasn't gaining traction. Then I stopped fighting for a bit and asked myself a simple question. Am I fighting the right battle? I wondered how my business would be impacted if I shifted my focus and invested the same amount of time and energy elsewhere. I realized that if I disengaged from my current losing battle, I would free up a ridiculous amount of time and energy. I could then take that time and energy and use it to fight new battles that I could actually win. In short, I channeled my inner warrior to sell myself a story of how I could become a better version of myself and fight winning battles instead of losing battles. That's how I used the warrior archetype in my business recently. How are you using it? Characteristics of the warrior archetype. Values victory, mastery, and achievement. Hard to win over initially, but super loyal once on the team. Super competitive and focused on winning. Fears weakness and vulnerability, respects courage. Strong desire to make a difference and achieve significance. Tends to become arrogant or paranoid about seeing enemies everywhere. Alternative names for the warrior archetype. Hero, champion, fighter. Sample warrior brands in popular culture. Brands with a sports or victory focus, like Nike or Gatorade. Sample warrior archetypes in popular stories, movies, and TV shows. Ned Stark and Jon Snow, Game of Thrones. Wonder Woman and other warrior-type superheroes. William Wallace and Braveheart. Maximus and Gladiator. Winston Churchill, The Darkest Hour. Rocky Balboa and Rocky. Here are some coaching tips for the warrior archetype. Your story. How to use the warrior archetype to build your personal brand. A warrior brand is focused on helping its clients or strategic partners win a competition or battle. It's achievement-focused, it's competitive, and it values victory. Here are three tips you can use if you're trying to build a personal brand based on the warrior archetype. When working with clients and strategic partners, focus on how you can help them win. You can ask them questions like, what does winning look like for you? What are you trying to achieve? And what are your goals? You could use sports metaphors, analogies, and illustrations in your marketing. You could position your services as the ultimate magic weapon or performance tool that helps clients and strategic partners win. For example, get X result with our XYZ program or achieve X goal by working with me. Your client's story, how to use the warrior archetype to overcome objections. Warrior clients feel as if they're in a competition or battle with you. Their initial bias is to be combative, and they are often resistant to your price or advice. Here are three story selling steps. Step 1. Recognize and empower the warrior archetype. That's the mode or mental state that the client is in right now. Step 2. Acknowledge that their fight is real and illustrate the specific challenge that's standing in their way. Position the market or the challenge as the villain in their story. Step 3. Illustrate how your products and services are like magic weapons that will help the client defeat the villain, win their battle, and achieve victory. Your mission is to show them that you're in the trenches fighting the good fight with them or on their behalf. Here are some story-selling tips to overcome objections with clients or strategic partners who fit the warrior archetype. Lowest cost script. Do you want the lowest price or the lowest overall cost? Here's how you can save money and headaches by working with me. Acknowledge the fight script. I understand why you would feel that way. It must be exhausting trying to do X or Y. Have you tried doing this or that? Here's how I can help. Help me understand script. Could you help me understand what you meant when you said X or Y? The market's story. How to use the warrior archetype to tell the story of today's market and illustrate your unique value. Here are two tips you can use if you're trying to tell the story of today's market and illustrate your unique value using the warrior archetype. Today's market is like a battlefield, and my role is to help you win the battle. Today's market is like an Olympic competition where every second matters and all your competitors are superstar athletes. My role is to help you win the competition. Your sales process, how to use the warrior archetype to save time, be more productive, and improve your sales results. Here are two tips you can use to save time and improve your sales process with the warrior archetype. Set numbers-based goals for yourself. Like, I'm going to time block X minutes per day to knock out X sales calls. Label time blocks in your calendar using battle or sports themes, like in the trenches, daily sales workouts, etc. Your strategy, how to put on your warrior glasses and trigger profitable shifts in your business strategy. Imagine yourself fighting a battle and ask yourself these questions. Am I fighting the right battle? What would happen if I stopped fighting this particular battle? Imagine yourself playing a game of business and ask yourself these questions. Which game of business am I really playing? How do I play the game that I can win? Here are some book recommendations. Playing to Win, Finite and Infinite Games, The Infinite Game, and Shoe Dog. Visit thestoryseller.com and see the Storyseller Podcast Episode 6 for more details on using the Warrior Archetype to grow your business.